and are committed enough to work really hard for their dreams. Okay, so let's get started. Move on to the first chapter and make sure to read the book until the end. Step 1. Why do you want to build an online business, and why do people fail to build one successfully? First, let me ask you a question. What does your dream life look like? Imagine that you're totally free. You don't have a 9-to-5 job. You don't have a boss. You can live wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. Imagine that. What would you do? You're able to travel the world, or you can spend all your time with your family. What is the most important thing to you? Please don't just read these questions, answer them too. Why do I ask these silly questions? Because building an online business requires hard work, so you need a why. You need something that can motivate you when you have failures or just simply have a hard time. So first you need to know why you want to build an online business. What is your goal with it? It can be anything that can motivate you. But why an online business? Today's world is all about technology and the internet. In fact, building an online business is easier, cheaper, and more profitable than building an offline business. You don't have to rent an office and pay a lot of money for offline advertising. You can start your own business with very little cost. However, you'll be able to make much more money than in an offline business in a much shorter period of time. Last but not least, an online business can create a passive income so that you can live free. An online business can be automated. I think this is the most attractive reason. You might have to do some work with it, but you can work from wherever you want. That's enough. I'm sure you already know what the advantages of building an online business are if you bought this book. So let's go over the next question. Why do people fail to build a successful online business? First, I want to clarify that failure isn't a bad thing. Failure is a natural thing and an opportunity to learn from your mistakes. Every successful person has failed and struggled at some point. Being successful is not easy. If it were easy, everybody would be successful. I know you see many ads about creating millions without any work or any time, but that's not the reality. If you want to build something successful, you have to be patient. It isn't a fast process. Just think about a few successful people. They failed sometimes, but they never gave up, and that's why they achieved their goals. While some people give up when they encounter obstacles, successful people stand up and learn from their mistakes. Secondly, there's a lot of work to being successful. You have to put in the work. I don't care if you have a full-time job. I don't care if you have no time. Let's find a way to work as much on your online business as possible. If your goal is strong enough, I'm sure you can put in the work. You cannot be lazy. My next advice is to have faith. You have to believe that you can do it. Read success stories. Find people who have already achieved what you want. If they can make it, you can make it too. It's not a scam, it works. If you have faith, you will take action. And taking action is the key to building a successful online business. Okay, so commit yourself and think long term. You won't be successful and rich by tomorrow. However, if you start working on your business today, you will be thankful for it even a year later. I will show you the map and the strategies, but you must work hard and take action. Step 2. What is your passion? Finding your niche. A niche is a segment, a market that you need to focus on. A niche has people with the same needs and wants. Your task as an internet marketer is to satisfy their needs. If you want to fulfill them successfully, you need to inquire about this topic. That's why you need to answer the following questions. What is your passion? What is your hobby? What do you do in your free time? It must be something that you love to learn, that you're passionate about. The three biggest niches are health, money, and relationships. These are the three biggest areas where people have problems. However, it doesn't mean that you have to choose from them. You really need something that you're passionate about. Remember, you need to focus on the long term, not the short term. If you choose a topic that you don't care about, that's not long-term thinking. Try to find